Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Annie Brown, who is the Global Head of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion at GoTo, and most importantly for me, a good friend that I've known for many years now. Annie, can you believe it? For 17 years, we focus on our core purpose of helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Annie, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me. And it has been a pleasure knowing you for all these years, so I'm glad I can be here today. I'll start with the work that I do right now, and I am currently working at GoTo, and we are trying to improve ourselves from the inside out to be the most inclusive and create a greater sense of belonging really for all of our employees. And we know that when employees can be real, that they really do their best work and they love working at GoTo. And as you know, I've led people and teams for really the majority of my career. I started my career as a legal assistant, working in all kinds of different industries from technology, healthcare, and that was HR on steroids, I say. I really learned every aspect of HR that you could imagine. I even had the opportunity to be an independent investigator of claims of harassment, discrimination, but no matter my role, I really always had an interest in inclusion and belonging and its impact on how it really benefits people and benefits the organization. And I always wanted to make sure that anyone that was talented and perhaps overlooked always had an opportunity. And it's just often that those of us sometimes in those underrepresented groups fall in those categories. So I wanted to be a voice for that population. And when I worked for Alvin Dorman, he was really a champion of that. And together we shared this passion. And he's someone that really understood that people mattered and he invested in that. And he understood that that made his business really successful. And that's really when I met you. And together, we worked on some development programs, some management programs. And it was for people that were professionals that came to this country. And they might have been architects or doctors, but they just had a language barrier. And Alvin was willing to invest his money to give them management skills. And you and I worked very closely on programs to give them management skills in hospitality. And as you saw, that program worked really, really well. And after doing that, it just really sparked a passion in me that that was a passion to continue that kind of work. So now I spent really the last 2 years here at GoTo building a program for DE&I, and we're making really great progress, but you know, we still have a long way to go. And that work takes a lot of time and a lot of investment. And I think we're on a great path to some really great success. And speaking of GoTo, our company serves a lot of interest. Again, healthcare, education, legal, automotive. And we really make small and medium-sized businesses work better. We have GoTo Resolve. It helps IT make their work a lot easier. GoTo Connect brings phone meetings, messaging all in one platform. GoTo Essentials brings business, comms, and IT support all in one app. We have 24-hour customer service. And I'm sure everyone listening has probably used something they've loved in a GoTo product, whether it's go to my PC, go to Connect, go to meeting, go to webinar, go to training. And CIOs love us because we keep everyone connected, everything runs smoothly, and we make everything easy, secure, and seamless. And as we like to say, we are your GoTo. So hopefully you've used our products, and if you haven't, you'll check us out. So anyway, so what is my advice to make your organizations be the best? Well, every company is really only as good as their people. And so I am someone who has always been fascinated by people. I've always appreciated people, and I've been keenly aware that no company is successful without its people. And so my roles have always been people focused. And in fact, it's really hard to think of any role within a company that isn't in one way or another, whether internally or externally, focused on people. So the companies that really put their people first, I think, are the most successful, but not just saying it, but demonstrating it. And so I think the biggest thing I've learned from one of my mentors was that when he told me that he wanted the customers to love our company, but he really wanted our employees to love our company. So if you think about that for a second, it makes a whole lot of sense. And it makes sense to me why he was so successful at his business. So in starting that, I think my first piece of advice is that you must have a really solid people leader. And the people leader must have a leadership role at the table, of course, and also the proper resources to do their work. They obviously have to understand business, but really care about people. You can't have one without the other. And if the people in your organization see a lack of care, a lack of understanding in that person, in the people that are in that organization, I believe it's really hard to build anything from there. So if there's a lack of trust, ethics, care, understanding, you know, I think it's going to be a really hard road to build anything. Next, I think you really have to ensure that you have leaders that are leaders and not bosses. I was really encouraged that even my son in his elementary school, he's learning that concept, you know, don't be a boss, be a leader. And so it's all about who focuses on winning as a team versus looking out for your own success or your own ego, who takes responsibility for their mistakes versus blaming other people, who inspires people versus demanding of people, who shows vulnerability and allows people to be themselves at work, and who shows care for their team, and who makes something of the work be, you know, bigger than itself, bigger than a job, you know, so it doesn't end up being just a day-to-day grind with very little people engagement. And then finding leaders that are really willing to listen, to take time to learn about their teams is very critical. It really fosters your next generation of leaders. I know I found my best successes by looking at what each individual on my team really has as their own strength. And then I try to see what work we have to do and try to fit each of those people in with those strengths. It makes people love what they're doing. And I've even had the opportunity to really look at other roles in the company and sometimes, you know, actually form a role around a person rather than the other way around. And that's a really rewarding thing if you can figure out how to do that. And then it always really surprises me when you have the opportunity to hire somebody new onto your team or into the company, how quickly and I would say sometimes carelessly, people make those decisions. So I think you have to find people that take that moment to really think about who they're going to put in that role. It's an opportunity. So first start by looking at the talent that you have on your team now. And don't just go replace or try to replace that person that you had. You know, look at the talent that you have on the team. Look at, you know, where did they go to school? Where did they grow up? How many languages do they speak? Not because you need that language on the team. It's just a different worldview that they have, how their brain works and knowing that language. What's their race? What's their religion? You know, different unique characteristics. It just is a different lens on how they see the world and the perspective that they'll bring to the work, whether it's how they'll see the customer or how they'll solve a problem. It just adds value. And I have to just, you know, say this plug because it's what I do, that diverse teams are absolutely 2 times 2 times more likely to exceed their financial goals, 6 times more innovative, and 35% more likely to grab new market share. Now, those are pretty big data points. And we have, you know, over 30 years of data on this now. So it's not just about checking a box. This is, you know, very valid, very real data. So if you think you're just checking a box, you've missed a point. And then you ask me how to help people be their best. So I think self-care is really important. I think you've been a really good example of that. Mm-hmm. So whether it's riding your bike, not falling on your bike, but riding on your bike, listening to music, bike riding, being a coach, playing hockey, whatever, being by the water, you have to find your practice and do it. I know that I've been the best at my work when I actually am taking care of myself and my family. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes hard to remember that. And then give people grace and flexibility. We all have our challenges, give people the space to be real. You know, I was just talking to someone the other day, you know, had my week planned and, you know, somebody in the family gets sick, you have to take care of a parent, you know, it kind of throws everything off. But instead of judging people when they have to step away and do those things, remember, those are the kind of people you want on your team, because those are the same kind of people that are going to really take care of your customers in that way. You don't want to discount those people for doing those things. Be vulnerable and be real. Bring your whole self to work. Share, you know, things that are happening in your life. It's okay. It's part of being, you have to be part of that team too. You want to work for a human. Your employees want to work for a human. Be kind. If you notice that something's going on with someone on your team, ask them about it. It's part of raising your emotional intelligence as a leader. And then I like to start every meeting with just a quick icebreaker. It's fun. It's engaging. You get to know your team. And then last but not least, you know, talk to your team about their areas of development. Ask them, you know, what they want to learn and how you can help them and help them get there. And I think one of the best things that you can do is help them get some of the trainings that, you know, New Leaf provides. I've done that a lot and through many of the roles that I've had, brought you in to help us do things. And it's such a gift, you know, for those individuals and the company. So I know that was a lot, but thank you for the time to share my thoughts. And I think those are really the key points that I was hoping to cover today.
Well, Annie, on behalf of everybody that watches these, and as you know, they've become immensely popular, I really loved not only the summary of what you've done, I think most importantly to me is why you did what you did. And I can see a real theme through your career to date. It's been a pleasure to know you all these years, and long may that continue. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of the website for the activities that we have going on throughout the year, most of which are free to the subscribers. So, Annie, could I offer you a virtual high five?
You got it. Thanks, Paul. Until next time.
You're awesome. Thanks, Annie.
Yeah.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.